My grandmother used to say, some people grow up and some people just grow older. I guess it's time we found out about us, you and me. Whether I'm a doctor and whether you're a man. You know the kind of man I mean, Drake. There's a piece of poetry, Invictus. I don't think I remember all the words. Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody, but unbowed. I don't know if you can take it, Drake.
Give it to me.
Dr. Gordon cut off your legs. I don't know if it was necessary. He was that kind of butcher who thought he had a special ordination to punish transgressors. With you, he had a double incentive because of Louise. Heaven knows what else. The caverns of the human mind are full of strange shadows. But none of that matters. The point is, he wanted to destroy you. Oh, not literally. He wanted to destroy the Drake McHugh you were. He wanted to see you turn into a lifelong cripple, mentally as well as physically. That's all there is, Drake. Now, if you turn your face to that wall.
That's a hot one, isn't it? Where did Gordon think I lived? In my legs? Did he think those things were Drake McHugh? Spout that poetry again, Paris. I never was any good at poetry.
Drake!
What was it you wanted, honey? To build a house? We'll move into it in broad daylight. And we'll invite the folks in, too. For Pete's sake, let's give a party. I feel swell.